Bless you all. Good night. God bless. Now, if you don't belong to the Salvation Army, I'd better tell you, my name is John. And I'm standing in for Captain Lev and Captain Paul. Because we made this arrangement because they had a problem. And, you have the problem. And we didn't know whether the angels would come tonight and say there's been a baby born in, where is it? Cairo, yeah. But so we didn't know, it's very near when it's time for baby, so taking no chances, the captain's got his meetings covered for over Christmas. So you've got me. And I'm glad to see all of you. Is it raining, Dad? Yes. Yeah, so you best stay. You best stay. The band are going to play a march. Now, this may be a good time for you to adjust your hearing aid. You know, if the band's too loud, then switch it down. If you can't hear, then switch it up. And you haven't got a hearing aid, I'm sorry. Can't do anything to help you. But the band are going to play a Christmas march entitled Shining Star. Thank you. It's always, of course, when we come to church, we have prayers. And I want to just read two little prayers that have been written anonymously. And so I invite you now to just close your eyes as we ask God's blessing on our worship tonight. Lord, we pray for each person here and each family represented tonight. We give thanks that you hold every single one of us in your hand. And we pray that as we join together in your presence here, we will take the blessing we receive out into the cold night air, then back into the warmth of our families, so that our Christmas will be truly filled with your Spirit. Lord, don't let us miss you this Christmas season. Help us to simplify our activities and traditions so we can focus our celebration on your birth. Thank you for being the Prince of Peace, and I ask you for that supernatural peace to reign in our hearts. Thank you for the simple but life-changing message of Christmas, your love for us. I ask these things in your precious name. Amen. 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 Now we've been, some of the band and myself, we've been very privileged to visit four or five of the infants and junior school. And I saw you there, didn't I? Yeah, and do you know what came out of my bag? A rabbit, yeah. And we had a rabbit story. And but do you know, the kids in our schools can sing absolutely fantastic. It was great to be there and hear them singing with all the enthusiasm and doing all sorts of actions, and it was brilliant. So you have got something to live up to tonight. And I intend to get you to be as good as them. Even if you have to stay here till midnight tonight, and we've got plenty. I've named our carol service Sing Christmas with the Salvation Army. And by George, you're going to sing tonight, if you see the length of the program. So we're going to start off with something I know you all know so well. It's Hark, the Herald Angels Sing, Glory to the Newborn King. Now, there's always confusion when you come to the Salvation Army. Do we stand up? Do we sit down? What do we do? Well, you put money in the collection plate, I can tell you that one. But I'll tell you when to stand, and now's the time for this. And the words will come on the screen, and we'll sing the verses. Thank you.
Thank you.
Please be seated. Thank you. Well, you're getting better. That was really good. And if you can improve each little time you see, by the end of the night, it'll be just what I want. But now we're going to see a carol which isn't used very often. It's Come and Join the Celebration. And if the band could play the first, whatever, two bars, just to show us what the tune is like, okay?
Tonight's Bible reading is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, beginning to read at verse 8. The shepherds and the angels. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about the child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Thank you very much, Paul. Beautifully read, and the story of the angels and the shepherd. Now, they say there's not the queerest folk, but especially those who live up north. Is there anybody here from Yorkshire? No. Oh, we can say what we like about them. But they have some funny words. They've got a song that says, "Where hast thou been since I saw thee? On Ilkley Moor bar tap." What on earth is Ilkley Moor bar tap? I think tap must be hat. Well, we're going to sing while shepherds watch to Ilkley Moor bar tap. So if you know how it goes, it goes like this. And then at the end of each verse, you have to repeat the last line. You don't know what the last line is yet, but when you get there. So here's the tune. Two lines where you repeat. It's a lovely tune, isn't it? I mean, I don't know what we're singing in real life, but these words are fantastic. So now that was just a rehearsal, and now we'll start once again, and we'll sing the whole song. Thank you.
There is no distance the Prince of Peace won't go. From Angel Low to Calvary's Hill, when your pain runs deep, His love runs deeper still. He has always loved you, child, and He always will. Somewhere in your silent night, heaven hears the song your broken heart has cried. Hope is here, just lift your head, for love's come to find you. Somewhere in your silent night, lift your head, lift your
She's glad it's all over. I might get you to do it again at the end, okay? That was brilliant. Now, our next carol is the Calypso Carol, so you can really let yourself go. And in case you're getting too comfortable, we'll stand and sing this carol, and the words will come on the screen, the band will give us an introduction, and it's down to you.
Thank you.
this is the important bit. La 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 la.
Cha cha cha.
Okay. Right, so. Mine are riches. Okay. Now, if you have a pacemaker or your heart is not that good, then be very careful in this carol next, because there are some high notes in it, and I wouldn't want anyone to, you know, collapse. And it's that carol, the first Noel, and we'll be play the first. Because we have the piano, right? Go on. Well, actually, there's six verses, but that might kill a few of us off this winter. We'll try the first verse, okay? The first Noel. And we remain seated. The words, there we are. And we'll get you to sing the next verse, and then Oh my goodness. Well, now we'll have you over here and see who can sing it the best of all. So you just be quiet and then you sing, and by the light of that, then start. Just some information which may be more for the people of the Salvation Army, but there's no point where you can't join us. And that is on the 24th, Christmas Eve. There is a crib service here at 3 o'clock, and it's open to any age of a child from 1 to 100. We can all come along, and that's at 3 o'clock, and you're welcome to join us for that. On Christmas Day, we will have a family service here from 10:30, and the children will be bringing some of the toys that they've got during that day, and so that's at 10:30. And this is followed by Jackie and her team, who are providing a meal for those who would perhaps be on their own this Christmas time, and we appreciate that. We are going to have, I'll just communicate with the captain, we are going to have a collection at the end.
Yes. Did you follow the events?
But what before? Army's work. For our work here, for the army here in this town. So there is a bucket where you can throw your money in. But don't worry if it's full, we can get another bucket. So as you go, we You don't have to, of course, take part, but if you'd like to join, we always want money to help people who are far worse than ourselves. So thank you very much for that. Now, there's any children? Any children in here? Any children would like to? Martha, come on, you're my friend. You're going to come and sing. Come on, then, up here. Up you go. Yeah, come on. Oh, bravo. Well, I see. It's a band that's playing it. But you can play your bit in a minute, or wait a minute, you've got my choir. So, and what, do you need the words? You don't, do you? No? You don't need the words. Right, so here we go, away in a manger. Well, you might be glad to know we're in the bottom of the second half, so we haven't got much more to suffer. And but I have to say that although the children, they're not listening, the children were brilliant at school, you come up to expectations. And if you all come back every Sunday here, we'll get better and better every day. So I've chosen a carol which is Mary's Boy Child. Do you know the one that goes long time ago in Bethlehem? So the home, that's the one. Did you recognise it? Thank you very much. That's very good. So, I don't know whether the band are going to do this one for us. No. Oh, Penny's on the piano. Did you see her sneak by? I didn't. Thank you, Penny. So you better give us a few bars of it so that we know what we're singing. Okay. Then we'll join Penny and I can see you. Here we go then. Can you give us please, Kevin, a few bars to remind me what it goes like and remind us of it.
Thank you.
did. Well, we're coming towards the end of our carol service. I must admit, I had got a shock a moment ago because Captain Zed, who is expecting baby any time, she suddenly disappeared from my view. And I thought, get on your bike, Captain. But oh, thank goodness she was behind the crowd on the front row. Are you feeling all right? Oh, great. I'm glad about that. So now we're going to turn to two pieces of music from the songsters. The first one is a very raucous one. I call it raucous. It's Rejoice with Exceeding Great Joy. It's loud, it's high, it's difficult to sing, but we do our best. And then more of a well-known one for our second piece, Mary, Did You Know? So the songsters, give them some appreciation.
The sorrow must break even lies.
Well, I only get paid at 6 o'clock, and we've gone long past my money, so I'm going to bow out in a moment. But before I do, we're going to sing what is perhaps one of the best and the most, well, everybody says they love it. It's Silent Night, Holy Night. Then after we've sung that, I'm going to hand over to Neil, who's going to bring a Christmas message and lead us to the end of our worship. So, Silent Night.
Jersey, and there's an artist, a famous artist, well, they prove that, like something like that, Millais. And one year they did a series of stamps, and they had some of his pictures on the stamps, and one of the pictures was a little girl dressed all in red, sitting in a pew, looking up really intently, and the title of the painting was called My First Sermon. Now, they only put that one on the stamps. There was a pair that went with it, which was a picture of the same little girl in the same red dress, but slumped down asleep, which was entitled My Second Sermon. I hope I can fall asleep tonight. I'm not going to keep you that long. hope you've enjoyed singing Christmas carols with us this evening. Yes?
Yes.
Good. Well done, John. You didn't tire him out too much. Now, I don't know if you've noticed, an awful lot of the things that we've been doing this evening, well, and in much of the Christmas story, stars and starlight figure. Well, at least implicitly. Now, we know the story of the wise men following the star. Well, exactly what that meant. So they saw the star in the east, they were wise men from the east. If they're going east, they're going the wrong way. So anyway, exactly what that was all about, whether they were astrologers, and maybe we'll look at that moment. But people have been staring at the stars for thousands of years. Been staring up into the heavens on those clear, bright nights, and just looking at those points of light. Now, unfortunately, in Phoenix, though, it's really quite hard to do that because of the docks, light pollution and all that. I'm told if you go out into the middle of the Rendlesham Forest and lay on the ground and look up into the air, you can see the stars greatly. Anybody been into the middle of Rendlesham Forest and laid on the ground in the middle of the night? No, I'm told it's wonderful. I haven't tried it myself yet. But yeah, people through thousands of years have stared up into the stars. They've seen all sorts of patterns. They've given those patterns names. You know, the Great Bear. Not sure I can see it myself. Cassiopeia, Orion, Gemini, Pisces, Taurus, all of those things. Apparently, if you go to the Southern Hemisphere, I'd really love to go and see the stars in the Southern Hemisphere at some point, because they're different. They're brighter. You can tell the people there weren't quite so imaginative. So you have the constellation. Hello, is this given up? Oh dear. Now here we come. Thank you, Matthew. You want to take the one? There we go. Oh. We're back on again. There we are. Right. Yeah, they're not quite so imaginative, or at least the people that went there weren't quite so imaginative. So there's the constellation of Musca, apparently. Anybody know what that is? Constellation of Musca? It's the fly. There is also the sail and the poop deck. Okay. Anyway, the people have stared up into the stars and looked for patterns and looked for meaning. And yeah, in the Bible we hear about the wise men. They were probably people who studied the stars. They're probably what we call astrologers now. They were looking for messages in the stars, and they found a message that they heard and they followed. And in the Bible too, thousands of years before that, in the Psalms, Psalm 8 says, "When I consider the heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you've set in place, what is mankind that you're mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them, looking up in awe and wonder." Now, that's not just something we do thousands of years ago. Jackie, can you... Who's the next one? Picture. Now, okay, I have to confess, I'm a bit of a geek, all right? I like science and stuff. And Christmas Day last year. Anybody know what happened on Christmas Day last year? Silly question. Anybody know what happened on Christmas Day last year that might have been of interest to scientists? Well, there was this thing launched called the James Webb Space Telescope. Anybody heard of that? Yeah. And so they had lots of scientists holding their breath on Christmas Day as this thing was launched. And it's now 1.5 million kilometres away from us. Way, way, way away from us are now sending back amazing images. Things that people in the past couldn't even have imagined. We looked up and, you know, we look up into the stars and we think, wow. And then we look at some of the pictures that come back and say, that's even more incredible than I ever thought possible. Can you move on again, Jackie? There's this picture here, kind of a bigger one. They call this the cliffs of creation. That's where new stars are being born. New stars are being created again. Millions and millions and millions of miles away from us. There, stars are being born. There's another picture. That's a star that's died. A nebula. And here's something that science tells us. Did you know you were made of stardust? Science tells us that pretty much all of the things that make up our bodies started life inside a star. Incredible. Incredible the Creator that went to that amount of trouble to create us. Stars died to create you. So science tells us. This all seems very far away. Can you move on again, Jackie? 24th December 1968. I wasn't alive then. I can't say I remember it very well. 24th of December 1968. This picture was taken. Many of you will have seen it before. Taken by the astronauts from Apollo 8. First spacecraft, first astronauts to go around the moon. The first people ever to see the Earth from this perspective. And do you know what they did on the 24th of December 1968? They read some words from the Bible. They read the start of Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light. And it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And they carried on for some more of that creation story. First people to see the earth from this perspective. And astronauts today talk about something called the overview effect. People who've been to space say that suddenly they have a very different perspective of our world, of its fragility, of the fact that everybody that they've ever loved, everybody that's ever lived is just there. It's been there. And when we're looking out into the depths of space, seeing those amazing things millions of light years away, even looking from this perspective, it kind of seems, maybe there's a God behind all of that kind of stuff, but he's way away. He's over there. That's beyond anything that I can understand. But this is what Christmas is about. Jackie, can you move on? Because, yes, we believe in a God who created all the marvels of the universe. But also the message of Christmas, he's saying that we also believe in God who cared enough, who cares enough to be born as a helpless baby. To have the runny nose and the pooey nappies and the whatever else that goes along with babyhood, and to grow up and to become a man and to show us how to live. To show us what it means to love. And yes, to give his life for us. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life. And that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness. And the darkness has not overcome it. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. One of our former Salvation Army generals, John Gowans, put it another way. He wrote some words of a song which say this: all the stars sang together on that first Christmas day, and the stars are still singing. Can you hear what they say? Angels join in the chorus, maybe 10 million strong. Can you make out the meaning and the sense of their song? God is hidden no more. He has spoken his mind, wraps the gift of his love in the stuff of mankind. Now his nature is known. God is love undefiled, and his love is revealed in the face of a child. God's love revealed to us through Jesus. Jesus was born into an occupied country, into poverty, into an uncertain world, into a dangerous world. But that's the same Jesus who loves each and every one of us. The same Jesus who is at the heart of Christmas for us. And I hope and pray is a part of Christmas for you too. Stars may have died to create you, but the sun came to give you life. God bless you. Cheers. We're going to sing final carol together, so you're going to have to make it a good one. We're going to rise together and sing "O Come All You Faithful." So if you'd like to get on your feet once more. Now you have to stand because you sing so much better standing up. Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, I am told in a moment, there is coffee and mince pies in the hall through there for everybody. There's enough mince pies for you all. Otherwise, I might not get one. Anyway, before we do that, in just a moment, the band are going to play something, so ask you to sit down. But before that, just going to say a blessing for us all. The light of the Christmas star to you, the warmth of home and heart to you, the cheer and goodwill of friends to you, the hope of a childlike heart to you, the joy of a thousand angels to you, the love of the Son and God's peace to you. God bless you all, and Merry Christmas.